I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, the Gov says we got to wear face masks when we go outside in the Publix, and KISW's got the great face mask, man. Oh, yeah, get the Rock face mask with the skull on the front, black face mask, yeah. The Rock logo emblazoned on it. Oh, yeah, we got two sizes. We got small and large. You know what? Because there are no mediums. Either you go small or you go large. There's no in-between. Yoda said that.
Go big or go little.
Yeah. But you know what? If you go maskless, then you should stay home. Okay?
See how that? Go big,
yep.
Or stay home?
Pretty good. Okay. Would you like one of these masks? They do help benefit the Washington State Nurses Association. That's a good biz. All the info how you can buy one of these KISW masks at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Let's whack him.
Wow.
Whack him.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
Totally there. Oh, sure there.
I know you lead such a busy life. How do you not know it's Wednesday?
Whack it.
Well, when you're the Prince of Tacoma.
That's right.
Oh, I've been relegated down to Prince now? I thought I was the King of Tacoma.
Oh, crap. You're right.
Come on, man.
Sorry about that.
The old king came back. The dude with the crazy gangster suit.
Oh, yeah. Let's not. I don't want
the
that.
King.
I don't want to do any Game of Thrones stuff with that. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Brian and Tumwater to take on Steve. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Sweet. What's he playing for today?
A prize to be named later.
All right, Steve. Get out of here. Yeah! For those playing at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brian, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What mythic creature has no reflection, no shadow, and cannot stand the smell of garlic?
What is a vampire?
Yes. What does the R in the medical procedure CPR stand for?
Resuscitation.
Yes. Madonna had the 80s hit song Into the What?
Void.
No.
Deep.
No.
Pass.
Who plays the title character in the John Wick films?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Matcha tea originated in what country?
Say that one time.
Matcha tea originated in what country?
Pass.
What was the first name of the founder of the Ford Motor Company?
Henry.
Yes. Interstellar actor Matthew McConaughey starred in which HBO show?
True Detective.
Yes. The voice judge Adam Levine is a member of what band?
Maroon 5.
Yes. Whose sidekick was named Mini-Me?
Dr. Evil.
Yes. Medford, Corvallis, and Roseburg are all cities in what U.S. state?
Oregon.
Yes. Matcha tea originated in what country?
Peru?
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Not too shabby.
That's a passing grade there, and I think it might be a whackable moment there for Steve.
Am I remembering correctly? Did Mini-Me also become an Austin Powers sidekick for a little bit?
For a minute in Golden, yeah, was it Goldfinger?
That's what I thought. Ooh, gosh.
Gold member, Vicky. That,
yes. Yeah,
gold member, jeez.
Well, luckily, Steve doesn't watch either of those, yeah. So he probably won't say anything.
Yeah.
Whoa, are you okay over there? Just running in, whacking it?
Whack it.
Well, no, I would get in trouble with human resources, Rev. I was leaving your room and Ryan Castle was in the kitchen, and all I hear from him is not hello, how you doing? It's just whack it.
Yeah. Ah, so you guys are having a little whack off over there.
Yes. Well, that's not.
Whack him back. Back
it's
to back, whack
it's
back.
Time to whack him back.
Yeah. Wow. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes!
Nice. What mythic creature has no reflection, no shadow, and cannot stand the smell of garlic?
Vampires.
Yes. Aha. What does the R in the medical procedure CPR stand for?
Resuscitation.
Yes. Madonna had the 80s hit song Into the What?
Into the champagne.
No. Whoa, no.
Wow. Into the blue?
No.
Into the Groove.
Yes.
Nice.
Who plays the title character in the John Wick films?
I was stumped on that one for a second. Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Matcha tea originated in what country?
Russia.
No.
Asia.
No.
China.
Yes.
Of course.
What is the first name of the founder of the Ford Motor Company?
Henry.
Yes.
Henry.
Interstellar actor Matthew McConaughey starred in which HBO show?
Wow. True Detective.
Yes.
The Big Hug Mug.
The voice judge Adam Levine is a member of which band?
Maroon 5.
Yes. Whose sidekick was named Mini-Me?
Austin Powers?
Yes. Medford, Corvallis, and Roseburg are all cities in what U.S. state?
Oregon.
Yes. And Steve, you get a perfect 10, and you win.
All I do is win.
Damn. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah.
I tried. Thank you.
Take it easy, buddy.
Oh, look at that dance.
Yeah.
How he's doing a weird floss.
Yeah.
And...
But I would have guessed Dr. Evil if you said me wrong.
Yeah, and that was the thing we had. We were talking about it right before, and BJ brought up, wasn't he a sidekick and a gold member? And I was like, oh, you're right.
Yeah, he was Austin's sidekick for a little bit.
And I knew that's, at that point, I knew that question was screwed because then I knew Steve would go with Austin Powers.
God, I miss those movies.
When do you really?
Yeah, I do. I like them a lot.
They're the best.
Yeah. I still haven't seen a full one.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're so dumb and silly, but I was a James Bond.
They're really dumb.
But I was a James Bond guy, the Saint, all, you know, the British spy movies. And mm-hmm. So it was such a, they made fun of those. And, you know, they had good people that were cameoing in it.
Okay, question. Please give me an honest answer then.
Okay.
Do you think it holds up now? Like, if I decided to say, you know what, this weekend I'm going to watch the Austin Powers movie.
I haven't seen them to know.
I think it does.
Okay, Danny says yes.
If you like really dumb humor, you're going to love it still.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
I know, exactly.
But it's dumb, it's kind of dumb / Britishy humor.
Not really.
Not super Britishy,
not
but
at all.
It's a lot of fart jokes.
There's a lot of hot women.
Right. Yeah, he's right.
Beyonce's in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's in the third one.
Nice.
In Gold Member, so yeah.
So I'll definitely stick through the third one.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies that I know I would love and enjoy. I just have never gotten around to sitting down and watching it.
Don't think the third one's politically correct anymore with FB. I think
I don't think any of them are politically correct.
Well, with the fat shaming, I'm saying is the other ones I think are okay. I don't think he really.
He was in the other ones too.
He was in the second one.
Yep.
Okay, so 2 and 3 having FB in there, I think is a tough one. Fat bastard.
Fat bastard.
Uh-huh. The Scottish guy.
Yeah.
And
who ate babies?
Yeah.
Fair, to be fair, the third one was literally the worst one.
Yeah,
no, that's the best one.
Danny's worst.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
of course,
baby.
Vicky likes it. She was a come on.
The opening scene for the third one was fantastic,
and that's you're right. And then it went down from there.
Oh, they're on Netflix.
Are they really?
I just watched it a week ago. Still funny.
Okay, if it still holds up, cool.
Steve, go ahead and just watch that with your wife and see how quickly she taps out.
I might have to wait until she falls asleep and opt to watch that as opposed to wrestling like I usually do.
But that's her generation, that little kids. Like,
she might like it.
Yeah, I think she was probably a teen when that movie came out. What is it? It came out in the when's?
Well, at least Gold Member came out in 2002.
Okay. The first one came out in 1997.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was 7 years old when that came out.
See, yeah, if you're a little kid and you get to watch those, you're probably laughing
your
ass off.
I was like 18. It was my perfect like juvenile humor time for me.
Yeah,
so
that's a good
why
point.
I loved them.
Someone says Gold Member was meh. Others, great.
Yes. Sorry. I'm really passionate about the first two.
But the opening to Gold Member was really good.
Yeah.
You didn't like the whole Tom Cruise thing?
No, I thought it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, this is too much of a parody.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was a parody of a parody. That's the whole thing. It's like super meta.
It's a parody movie.
Exactly. Like Danny doesn't know.
Oh, God, I don't like whatever. It. Well, yeah, congratulations, Danny, Steve. You won with 10 correct. I'm leaving this
room. It's like saying, yeah, I went to an all-you-can-eat place, and they gave me too much food.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. Perfect analogy.
Caller 10, you are a winner. Roger Waters tickets, 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 10, you win those tickets. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's too much of a parody, Steve. I can't do this. There's too many microphones in this room. I can't do a radio show with these microphones.
We got an author. His name is Chuck Wendig, and he recently spotted a mac and cheese flavored ice cream on sale at a shop in Pennsylvania.
Huh?
Mac and cheese. Look, I love my macaroni and cheese. I really, really do. And
are they actually putting mac and cheese inside the ice cream, or is it just flavored to taste like?
They say flavored.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's in a cheese waffle cone. I see someone does it with.
Ooh. Well, a cheese waffle cone is interesting, but just that I just want that. I don't know if I actually want to have it with ice cream in there. There
mac
it is.
Mac and cheese right okay. there.
Oh, it's the color. It looks like mac and cheese.
It's yellow.
His review, he says, quote, "The base is amazing. Sweet, but normally savory cheese is a real damn thing, and I support it." He said there was a big problem. The ice cream also had chunks of pasta in it. And you cannot freeze.
What?
He says you can't freeze pasta. It turns into ice marbles. Damn near broke my teeth.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're not going to get like a soft noodle in your mouth.
There you are. So, yeah, why would they? Did they not? Again, they would they
sound
were clueless?
Like a good idea on paper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, just the idea of putting pasta in there. They didn't know how that stuff works. God, it's amazing how many idiots just get to do stuff in life. It really is. It really, really is. It's like you'd think you would consult somebody and say, all right, we want to do a macaroni and cheese ice cream and we want to freeze it. Any problems with that? Let's go talk to somebody.
What's like when people like put like like gummy bears in ice cream? And it seems like, oh, that'd be fun and nice and squishy. But then they're in a cold thing. They kind of get hard.
Yeah, at
and
that
nasty.
Point, they're just, yeah, they're basically jawbreakers.
Right.
Yeah, and that's not what you want either. You know, you don't want to bite down on anything in ice cream and expect it to break your teeth. You know, you really, really don't.
I just don't know if I would. I mean,
I'd like to try the flavor because I do like sweet and salty together. I do salted caramel.
Yeah, I'd like to try it just because I'm curious. Like, how do you pull off something that tastes like mac and cheese? But I've never thought I love mac and cheese, and I wish I could have it in dessert form.
Well, when you're in an industry, you're trying to come up with a new reason to get people to buy your product. You know, you got to come up with flavors. You know, and so there you go. Well, just don't ask if they've got pasta in your mac and cheese ice cream. It's in Pennsylvania, so they're the only ones we know that even have it.
All right, I'll head on over there this weekend.
I would expect that would have been anything cheese-based would have been Wisconsin first.
Oh, you know, good call. Yeah,
that's
right?
I would have thought. I mean, I don't know if Pennsylvania is known for their cheese. The Tillamook Factory. Hey, guys, down there in Oregon, figure that out. Get us some mac and cheese.
Yeah, just no noodles, and we'll be good.
Yeah, well, you know, now they have that bit of info thanks to this fine show.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's this guy in Michigan. His name is Howard. Bought himself a couch at a secondhand store and found a box in one of the cushions filled with $43,000. Wow, was that a good couch? But how about this? Howard, you know what? Howard's a good dude. Instead of keeping that cash, he tracked down the previous owners and gave the money back to him.
Doesn't he know the rule, finders keepers, losers weepers?
Yeah, right? He doesn't know the Steve rule, apparently.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Turns out it was their grandfather's couch, and they didn't even know he'd been stashing cash in it. So actually,
oh, man. He so really could have gotten away with it.
Yeah. Here's Howard talking about why he did the right thing.
Unzipped it.
And then she started pulling out $43,170. Now I can pay off the house. I can get a roof on my house and retire real good and everything. Being a Christian, what would Jesus do? And Jesus would give it back to the rightful owner. And that goes to you.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I hope it encourages everybody else to do the right thing. The lawful thing is not always the moral thing.
I mean, he clearly hasn't read the Bible because there's a part in the Bible where Jesus bought an SUV, and I think that's exactly what Jesus would have done.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Nice new SUV.
Yeah, what did he find in the cushions of the SUV, right?
Right.
And he did not give those to you.
That's funny, though. I mean, the lawful thing or the right thing? Because he's, I mean, I guess technically he could have kept it.
Yeah. Yeah, because of the fact that, you know, it was in there, it was his money. They didn't even know about it, so mm-hmm. It's not like their lives would have been ruined. They wouldn't have had an idea.
What would you give? Okay, so someone knocks on your door and says, hey, I just found $43,000 in a couch that belonged to your family member. And you're like, we didn't even know he's no longer here. So it's not like as if he needs the money. What would you give that guy as a reward for bringing it?
I feel like if I knew nothing about it, mm-hmm. then I would give him half.
Half?
Yeah. I would too.
Half?
Yeah. If I knew nothing about
F
it.
F that.
If I did not know that money half. Was mine, yeah, why not?
Steve's like, here's $2. Go get something
everybody
nice.
Everybody have a party.
No, I thought I was going to be super generous. I'm like, I'll round it out. You can keep 3,000 of it. The rest of it stays in my pocket, 40 grand.
Look, 3,000 is nice, no doubt about
3,000
it.
3,000 is epic.
Yeah. But I look at it like, see, it depends on where I'm at in my life. You know, if I'm on a fixed income, yeah, maybe I don't give that much. But currently, I got a good job. So, of course, I mean, you know, I'll do half. That's a bonus for both of us.
All right.
You know, and that's a nice, you know, because, look, I need at least 20 grand because maybe I want to buy a board game table and get a real fancy one.
Geez.
So that's why I at least need the 20 grand because I'm going to go buy something extravagant in the world of board gaming. That's the only reason. If the board game tables cost a little bit more, then Steve, maybe I might go, hey, you can have 10 grand, you know. But I know what everything costs, I can give him half.
You're going to do the math.
How about you, Vic? What would you give him?
See, I would look him down first. I'm like, if he's got like an Apple Watch or like a Tesla. And
oh,
like,
you
know,
check him out.
I check him out. I'm like, okay, I'll give you a couple thousand. But if he looked like he was down on his luck and could use it, I would give him half.
Wow.
If he needed it.
I like Vicky. So wow. Vicky's not even doing the Christian thing. She's like, let's just see what's going on here. Let's just do the pragmatic thing.
All right.
I'm being practical.
You're stereotyping. At least I'm being the same to anyone no matter what.
Oh, so what you're saying is you're being fair.
Yeah.
You're not judging anybody on the bling that they got.
Nope.
Okay.
3,000. No
and by the
what.
Way, you do. So you don't think? Listen, I know that you go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Would you keep the money and even talk to anybody about it if you found it in the couch and you feel like you would be bad? Because that's a really interesting thing. When you said the Christian thing to do is to give it back, I don't know if all Christians would believe that.
Well, I mean, it depends on the person, obviously. I mean, there's some people that say that they do things that are based off of what they learn in church, and they're like, no, dude, you're a messed up human being. Like, you're doing heinous stuff. No, my decision would just be, it's not my money, so I would bring it back.
Oh, so you're even going beyond whether or not, you know, it's the Christian or not Christian thing to do. You're just going, you know what, it's not my cash.
Well, we talk about this, even my wife and I, like what if, like, someone you got into a car accident, and it's just out of the blue, somebody's just like, you know, 5 years or 2 years later, like, someone's like, hey, I could get you some money for that car accident, you know, that you never decided to sue that person. I wouldn't be that person. I know some people are, and, you know, if there's a legit injury, I get it. But, like, if I was, like, completely fine, no damage, nothing's going on, it's like, no, man. Even if it's a lot of money, I didn't feel like that's not the right thing to do in my eyes.
Even if it's not coming out of the person themselves but out of their insurance company, you don't think at some point
that they're going to get screwed over with their insurance company. They'll probably get dropped.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
But on this level, I mean, that's a whole different world. That's a whole other conversation. I mean, like, if I saw like $40,000 in a couch that wasn't mine, I'd be like, oh, I don't know what's going on with this. I should bring it back.
I would bring it back only because I'd be afraid it belonged to the mob.
That's so funny. That's always your go-to.
That's my go-to. It's like when you see a large bunch of cash, there's got to be something negative going on. I want no part of this.
It depends on the couch. I mean, you can tell if it's a mobster couch.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Got the bullet holes or whatever.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah, pizza stains.
No, fine leather.
Hey.
Pizza stains.
I don't know. Wow. 40.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
I don't know if I'd be a good Christian. I don't know if I'd have to really think about this. Because this guy did buy a used couch, found a box in one of the cushions filled with $43,000 in cash. So based on this, We want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe I found blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody texted, I can't believe I found $50 at the Dick's on Queen Anne. And damn, I ate good that night. Four deluxes, four fries, two cheeseburgers, a ton of tartar, which is probably about $50.
Yeah, right.
And some milkshakes from Justin in Burlington. Awesome. Justin, you know how to party.
That's a payload right there. You're at a restaurant, and you know, like Dick's, where it's very, very affordable, and you find $50. That is a gold mine.
Yeah, and you gave it right back to the establishment.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you're really helping out America.
You know what? That's going to be a goal this year. I want to drop $50 worth of money on Dick's.
Can I come with you?
Same.
Yes.
All right. Flag that, by the way.
So we're each going with a $50 bill, and we're going to buy as much food as we can with $50
yes.
each.
Well, you said you wanted to drop it on, so, I mean, it could be anything. We're going to get you a lot of phallic-shaped objects.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm talking about Dick's Drive-In.
Oh, okay.
So that includes the burgers, the fries, the milkshakes, the tartar sauce.
Hell, go crazy if you want. You can buy a T-shirt. I don't care what you do with that $50, but $50 each we go and we just
go. You want us to spend $50 at a fast food joint? Yeah, or is it got to be at Dick's?
At Dick's.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. Okay, so I got to go spend $50 at one sitting at
yes,
Dick's.
A $50 Dick's party.
Now, can I buy other things for other people, or is it got to all be for me?
Huh.
See, I mean, it's a lot of food. I'm trying to be good this year.
You're making these shades of gray. That's the whole point is like a crazy cheat day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. $50. I don't think I could eat that much food.
Well, you're going to have to try.
I mean, Dick's is really affordable.
Well, I know.
You can get a bunch of food and then get a shirt or some socks.
Yeah. You could buy a shirt. That's like $20 out of there. Maybe even $30. I don't know what T-shirts go for.
All right. At least you're making it more affordable. All right.
Oh, they got Dick's onesies?
Yeah, they do. My baby.
Of course you do. You're un-American if you don't get a Dick's onesie. What are you doing?
Clearly, I'm being un-American.
Wow.
My bad.
Man.
Well, when are we going to do this? What if we invited like a bunch of listeners and we all show up? I would think the people who work at Dick's are going to just implode because it's like we're all showing up with a $50 bill going, give me all the food.
Oh, yeah. They'll be like, what are you? No, sir, we don't have enough for all of you, you crazy people. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
See, I wish I found $50 for Dick's Burgers instead. Right near my car, I found not just like a regular-sized marital aid, but like a ginormous one.
Jumbo!
And it was brightly colored, so I would have seen it when I parked my car. So clearly it wasn't there when I parked.
Wow.
So what happened in like the 30 minutes I was in the store?
Unless maybe somebody was offering you a gift from afar.
I would like to know what happens to that person when they realize that they've lost that. Like, what's going on in their head? Like, where did I put it?
Unless they like, oh, we don't want this anymore. It's, you know, tainted forever.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's, and if it's jumbo size, how do you forget that thing? I mean, you knew what it took to get it there.
Oof.
You know what I mean? It's pretty much your Donatello with the bow stick. You figure you gotta bring that back.
Wow.
But it almost touched my car, too. I had to get in there, like, it was inches away. It was so gross.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it came from.
It came from the stork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Ew.
That's a lovely present, Vic.
It's a strange stork delivery.
It sure is.
It's a different kind of stork.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Chris in Seattle, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, yeah, Chris. How about you?
I'm good. I was at Jefferson Golf Course, West Seattle. Just finished playing a par 3 by myself. Came back to the clubhouse. Got a beer and a hot dog. Came back out, sat on the bench, and there was a bag sitting on the bench next to me. I opened up that bag. There was a gold Rolex, a diamond bracelet, two rings, and a wad of cash. There was a 50 on top. I took it to the clubhouse and gave it to the guy working the clubhouse. He said, wow, thank you. You're a pretty honest guy. About 5 minutes later, a guy walks up. Pretty sure this was a famous golfer. I won't mention a name. But he got the bag from the guy. The guy pointed to me on the bench, said, that gentleman over there turned it in. This guy proceeded to walk past me, not say a word. No thank you. No, hey, can I buy you a beer? How about a round of golf? Nothing.
And it was a famous golfer. It was somebody that we'd all know, and he just doesn't even acknowledge you.
Didn't even acknowledge it.
God, I mean, how do you get to be that? Well, let's be honest, Chris. Think about the kind of guy that's got that kind of thing in a paper bag. You just got to wonder about that guy's life.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like I would never have believed it was a famous golfer who had that paper bag stuff. I thought maybe it would be a criminal that was in the middle of, you know, fencing some of that stuff. And it turns out it's a freaking famous golfer.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the way it goes.
Man, I almost want to know I almost want to know who that is, but I guess you got to be cool. So I guess I'll be cool because you never
it's
know.
It's not the guy that you would think would be at that course.
Wow.
Not the guy you would think.
All right. Well, man, Chris, I hope somebody, you know what?
Happy Madison.
If you it was Happy Madison. Mm-hmm. If you're at the Dick's that I'm at when I'm going on my $50 spree, I will treat you to something because I can't eat all that $50 worth of food. How about that?
Or Happy Gilmore.
Don't worry.
Take it easy, Chris. There we go. Wow. Oh, yeah. Or Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
Happy Madison's the production company.
You know, it's one of those people.
That's why I just want to nip the text in the butt. Stop texting. You know what it is.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. Somebody named Happy. What do we care?
I like this text. So the first year of Safeco Field opened, I was at a game with a friend and his mom. We were about 12 years old. I found just over $150 in cash under a random seat while we were walking. She made me turn it in. I was so pissed at the time. Turns out it was one of the beer guys, and he came down, hooked us up with a bunch of free merchandise. And since we returned it, he got security to let us down into the dugout after the game. We got all sorts of players' autographs and pictures. I still wanted the money at the time, LOL.
Oh, dude, I have to say
experience.
No. You got treated like gold, and yeah. I never even thought it would be that kind of money would be from one of the vendors. I'm glad he said that.
Makes sense if they're dealing with a lot of cash transactions. They pull it out of their pocket and it falls down.
Yeah, I totally didn't even think about that. I'm going to have to rethink that when I'm at a stadium because, you know, I mean, I found some money, never that much. But, boy, if I find a bunch of money, of course it's got to be the vendors. Yeah, oh, man. And it turns out, man, you got that sweet treatment. See, the Mariners know how to do it right, and unlike that golfer, that bastard. 206 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Danielle in Bellevue. Danielle, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Finish this sentence. I can't believe I found blank.
I can't believe I found pictures of another woman in this boy's drawer that I was dating at the time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
What kind of pictures?
Well, easy. I was stationed in Korea.
What
and,
kind of pictures?
He and I
she's
started dating. And he went on leave, and I was ghosting it in his room, and I was cleaning up. It's not like I was looking for anything by any means, but just some provocative pictures. And it was you think I would have learned, but I ended up marrying him, and then he gave me a Dear Jane when I was deployed.
Oh, wait, so you saw these pictures, and you ended up marrying him?
Well, it was he had a Red Cross message at the time. His mom had passed away, and he knew that I was breaking up with him literally that night. So he begged me not to leave him, and I've got a bleeding heart. So I was like, maybe he'll change. But
changed enough that you decided to marry him. It's one thing not to break up with a guy, stick with him for a couple more months or so, but you actually married the guy. So you thought he was he reformed and he was actually a cool guy.
I was optimistic for the best.
Yeah. And you said you were the one in the military?
We were both.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, I can't fault you, Danielle. It is. I mean, relationships in the military are hard, even if someone's a civilian. It's not an easy thing. So I can't fault you for that. I mean, you know, you do the best you can in that situation. And I hope your life is good now.
Oh, I'm very blessed.
Oh, look at this.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. There you go. Appreciate the call, Danielle.
Why don't you let me find out what kind of pictures they were? Were you so?
She said provocative.
I know, but I was like curious, like how provocative.
God, listen, I know you just had a baby, but my God,
what does that have to do with anything?
Well, sometimes when you have a baby, sometimes you know it's tough to get back in the swing of things. You know, people are.
I would have had these same questions 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about you. You're probably right. You're always going to be. You're always
10 years
from
now. I'll
guy.
Have the same questions.
Yeah, you will.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you get yet gather up your information and pay, make payments on the rest of the fees. But Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.